This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shkoyach everyone for coming. So I think we're up to date. This week we'll try to do Chav Gimel, Dav Chav Gimel. And tonight's Amud is a short Amud. So we're talking about, let's start from Chav Beis Amud Beis on the three lines in the bottom, Tan Rabbanan. Chacham Shemes Beis Midrasha Ibata. A Chacham that dies, what's a Chacham? Rashi says, Mamuna al Ha'irsh, Mevakshim Menu Hairat. A wise person who is appointed over the city to Paskin Shilas, his Beis Medrash is batal. The Talmidim do not convene to learn. Instead, they need to focus on being maspid him and eulogizing him properly. Av Bezdin Shemes, when the Av Bezdin passes on. So the Av Bezdin is the head of the court, not just of that city, but of the whole system. Kol Bate Medrash should be Iroi Betelen. All the Bate Midrashas of that city are Bato. So the Chacham is more localized, the Avezin is more of a general position. So where do they go? All the Bate Midrashas, all the local places of learning are Bato. V'nechnasen l'beis ha'knesses. And instead everyone goes into the shul. And those who are already in the shul, Meshanen es mekoyman, they change their place. So everybody has to display a hargasha of kavod for this avbezin. Hayoshim betzafin, yoshim medarim. Hayoshim medarim, yoshim betzafin. Those who sit in the north and the south, I guess there's no mizrach band. There's no east and west. Anyway, those in the north go to the south and vice versa. Nasi shemes, but when the nasi, the leader of Klal Yisrael dies, batim midrashas kulan betelim. All the batim midrashas.
Well, maybe east to west is not good enough.
Maybe.
No, but if everybody moves from north to south, then south, that's everybody north moves. You don't need it.
That's not good enough. For
why?
It doesn't say it.
Any photo set of you? I don't know.
You're saying there's no chilek because you're in the same spot, you're just the other end. When it's north to south, so those that are sitting in the front
move to the back, those are the back, move to the front.
Well, it actually depends how the shul is
laid out.
Yeah. Okay. Nasi Shemes. So when we say base, we say by the Av Bezdin, by the Chacham, base midrashai, by the Av Bezdin, base Shabi'i Roy. Nasi Shemes, batim midrashas kulan betelem. Ubnei haKnesses, and the people who belong to the shuls. Nichnasin lebeis haKnesses, they enter the shul, but as we can see, they don't daven with the minion. You don't daven with him when the nasi dies. Minion is over. No minion. And what do you do about Kriyas HaTorah? V'karin shiva, you come to a shul just for Kriyas HaTorah.
Why is this? What's this?
Out of respect for the nasi. You don't get together. It's not.
So you don't daven with the minion.
You don't daven with the minion. No, just like it's like out of kavod. It's like you don't have a right. You can't divert your attention from acknowledging the loss. But Bekriyas HaTorah, we can't be mevatel. Rashi says, V'karen shiva b'sefer Torah. De'in mispalel in yachav beis HaKnesses. You don't daven together in the shul. Ela kol echav echav mispalel b'beis. Everybody davens at home.
How long does it go for?
It doesn't say. L'char shiva. For the 7 days. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Oimer. Now, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, so what do people do if they're not going to shul? Loi sheyelcha v'yitayla b'shuk. Then it's not the pshat, okay, so now let's just run around the marketplace. Ela yoishvin v'doymin. We see, you just sit and be quiet. You just sit and be stunned. You have to be stunned. You don't say anything. Now what about in the Avol's house? Ve'in oimrim shmua. Ve'agada b'veis Avol. You don't say over teachings and agadata in the house of the Avol. You just sit and be quiet. It's not like, on Tisha B'Av, we figure out ways to entertain ourselves.
That's
with, they fit in the parameters of, no, you just sit and be quiet. Ve'ein oimrim shmova, okay, Amru alav Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, shehoya oimrim shmova agad v'yis aval. They say about Rav Chananya ben Gamliel that he did say teachings and agata and hasa aval. Some Rishonim, I think the Ramban says, it's referring to on Shabbos. On Shabbos he did it. They're not even being Menachem Aval.
So where's this happening? The Shmua, where is this happening?
Oh, what is the house of the Aval?
Yeah, what is that?
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say what this is referring to. When we say... The Gemara doesn't say whether this is talking about the house of the Avel, the Nasi, or is this talking about Stam Avelos? In general, Avelos, what's that? What do we do by Avelos? Doesn't say what this is referring to. You don't have anything? Presumably it's talking about the Nasi, meaning you would think maybe to show respect to Nasi, you'll say over his Torah. You know, like we go to the Beis HaKfaris and we say over the Torah of the mess. So you think it's an appropriate thing, perhaps, to say over the Torah of the Nasi. No, you don't say over any Torah. Tan Rabbanon. Now this is for sure a statement about Avelos in general. Avel Shabbos Rishayna, Eina Yoytze Mi Pesach Besai. Avel, the first week, he doesn't leave the house. Shnia, the second week, Yoytze Ve'eino Yoshev B'Mekaymai. He leaves the house. And he does not sit in his place in the shul. Shlishis, Yoshev B'Mekaymai Medaber. The third week, he sits in his place, but he doesn't talk. I mean, he doesn't talk as much as he usually does. In general, you could go to the shul, and people come over to you by the Kiddush. You don't talk like the... you curtail speaking. Obviously, talking about when it's permitted to talk, you curtail your speaking. Revius Hareyu Kuchal Adam. The fourth week already, you're like everybody else. The fourth week, you're like everybody else. Rabbi Huda says, Lohutsu. Now again, this is a tradition they had. The tradition was, first week you don't leave the house, second week you don't sit in your place, third week you don't talk, fourth week you're like everybody.
So you always deal with threes, it seems like.
Yeah, back to the threes.
Right. Rabbi Huda Omer lo yutzuchu lo yomer Shabbos Rishon Leitzim Pesach Beisai. This tradition cannot be referring to the first week. When it says you don't leave your house, we don't need the tradition regarding the first week, because of course you don't leave your house. Sharei Yakol Nechnasin Lo Beisai Lenachma. Everyone's coming into the house to console him. Ella, rather, when we say the first week, it means after the yeshiva. Ella Shniyah Ani Yotzim Pesach Beisai. The second week you don't leave the entrance of your house. Shlishis Yotzim Ani Yoshivim. Coming the third week, you could leave and you don't sit in your place. Revius Yoshev B'Mekayim Ve'Ein Medaber. The fourth week, you sit in your place and you don't talk. Chamishas Harehu Kachal Adam.
Which fits better, because we were, after the Shleishim, we said that a person's allowed to really...
So you mean, this fits better. According to the first pshat, you could do whatever you want after 3 weeks. What's 3 weeks, you're
right.
Saying? But now it's really
fourth week.
Week,
right.
It's 5 weeks.
4 weeks also, it's 28.
Right, 28 days, it's not 30 days. We had a whole sugya, right? Whether before 30 days, for sure, according to many, you can't even
okay.
Respond.
Okay, at least
you
it's closer.
Is this going to affect this practice? This is halakha? Because we see Avelim coming to shul, no?
Is this practice? Well, we know an avel changes a seat for father and mother. An avel changes, but I don't think that's what it's referring to.
But the first Shabbos, an avel comes to shul, right? That's when we say hamakim nachem.
Uh huh.
Correct.
No, why?
No, nusach svar also.
Yeah, sure.
No, it's brought down in the nusach Ashkenaz Siddur. It shows in the svar. It doesn't.
Yeah, and this looks very chul. Somebody, so they come in after a couple of Shabbos and people say, "Hamakim Yachem Eslan." No. Yeah, sure they.
No.
I've
never seen the Nusach Svarat Shul.
Because in Baruch Hashem, we're in a very young shul. But I grew up davening in the Svarat Shul. And very often after.
I saw Young Israel, which is Ashkenaz.
Young Israel, there are 1,000 members and they're of age. I grew up in the Aguda, of course. In the Aguda, the people would come in and say, yeah. Yeah.
It's done.
But not in
Chassidish
Hashem. I don't
know.
All right. Chassidish
is
Nusach Tzvar Rosses.
Right.
Not sure. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Kol Shleishim Yoyim L'Nesuin. All 30 days for Nesuin. What does this mean? It's a funny lashon. Rashi says, "Ad shloishim yom la'achar aveloi eino yachal lisa isha." You can't do nisuin. Erisin, you could do.
Even though before you said that.
We're going to see. Right? You even before what?
Before we said that a person marries before 30 days, so he can't be Menachem Avil, the wife.
Right.
Because
right.
He just got married.
Right. Kol shloishim yom l'nisuin. Mesa ishtai. Now, so that means after 30 days you could do nisuin. But if your wife dies, then aser lisa isha acheres ad sheyavro olav shloisha regalim. You can't marry another woman until 3 regalim pass. What's the inyan of that? Because it's like not right. First of all, it's not right to the first wife. It's not right. You get married so fast.
I'll mention this once. It's going to be by Pesach, by Sukkot, and you say, oh, I remember last Sukkot. You know, I had whatever tavshil, whatever she made, but
right.
On the second.
But we actually learned like blood before. What if he gets married within 30 days, Shlosha Yamim? So I don't know. I guess someone saw something.
You can't get married until. Look at Rashi. Look at Tosis. Ad she avru shloisha gam. Ad she yeh shloisha gam b'loy simcha. Until your three festivals without simcha, v'leyishkach avas ishtai. Without, and you, this way you don't forget the love of your wife. In other words, after, we want you to go 3 yom tovim without remembering.
Tosis is mashma that without the wife, you're not going to have a simcha yomtov.
So the Tosis says two pshatim here. Tosis, the one pshat is, we want you to go 3 regalim without simcha, so as not to forget the love of your wife. So the first, in other words, the first yom tov, if you go without your wife, you're going to be remembering her. The second, you're going to remember. The third, you're going to be remembering her. So we want you to remember her. After the fourth already, the memory wanes. Inami, if you're going to marry another wife, you're going to be thinking about the first one, and it's a problem. We know for the Indian of Tashra Shamita, a person's das has to be dafka al ishtoi and not al isha acheres. Even though one would say, but that's if the person's alive. If the person's dead, is it taka? Is it a problem? But you see from Tosfos, the concept to be miyache daito al ishtoi is even somebody who might be dead. Also, v'oy pen yaskirena avas ishtoi lekantara. You're gonna annoy the new wife, right? You're gonna say, this is how you make a chicken? You know how my first wife made the chicken?
But he's not explaining why 3. Why does it? What changes 3? I think it's because
time
of the last yom tov.
Uh-huh. So the ma'aseh is a shaila in the Rishonim whether Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur count. But we pass it not.
With the Shabbos Shuvah drasha, you know? People are forgotten, but Elikim Yiskar. You know? Even after a year, the wife is forgotten.
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur were not regular.
Right, that's what the Rav saying.
But it's a shaila.
No, that, I understand why it's shaila.
It's not a regal?
No.
When you make Kiddush, you say Eila Maya. What kind of Kiddush do you make on Yom Kippur? What do you say when you say Kiddush?
But it's already the Rabbanan. I mean, Sholash Golem is a holiday, so Jews used to come to Jerusalem, right? No one will.
Rosh Hashanah is a Chag.
People used to come to Rosh
Tiku Bachoydesh Shofar Bakes Eliyahim. Chageinu. It's not a regal.
The Mishnah also has a whole. The Mishnah talks about right, the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like a regal.
It's a shaila. We paskin it's not, but it's a shaila. Okay? That's the first day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Regel Rishain, Vesheni Asar. You can't get married. You can't do Nisuin the first and second. Shlishi Mutter. The third Regel already, you could do Nisuin. Vimein Leibonim, if you don't have children. Now, not having children doesn't mean you don't have any. It means you weren't Mekayim Puravu. Mutter Lisal Alter. You can get married. You could do Nisuin immediately. Mishum Bito Peri Veruvia. Because of Bittul Peri, there are very few things Rabbi say that are called mitzvah rabbah. What's a mitzvah rabbah? Pru revu. And also helping with the 635 slichos tomorrow is also a mitzvah rabbah. There are two things in Shas that are mitzvah rabbah. One is pru revu, and one is helping with a minyan. Let's say we had an Eved Kanani, we could free him for the 635 minyan tomorrow. So here anyone out there wants to help us?
Where's the location of this?
What is it, 568 Peninsula Boulevard? Vim ein loy banim, moter lisa la altar. If we don't have someone who doesn't have children, you can get married at Misham Bittul Peribrivia. Hinichaloi banim ketanim, or let's say the guy has children, but now you have no caretaker. Nebuch, the guy lost his wife. He has 50 kids under the age of 3. So what's he supposed to do? So you could do nisuin right away. Why mimnei parnasos? He needs somebody to sustain the family. In fact, the story goes, Maisa shemesa ishto shel Yosef hakoyin. At the cemetery, he just put his wife 6 feet under, and he turns to the younger sister, and he says, "Harei amikudesh aslina, get into my kitchen." He says, "Mimnei parnas."
He's allowed to marry sister, right?
What?
After
what?
Right. No, sister.
What are you?
Maybe if she's alive.
What?
Sister, he's not allowed to marry.
Avada, you're allowed. To. Aleha b'chayeha. You're allowed to marry your wife's sister. Not while your wife is alive.
Well, so that you're not allowed to...
No, there are gedolim today who are married to their wife's sister.
But only if your wife passed away, but not if he divorced his wife, right?
Avada. It says, Aleha b'chayeha. We're almost up to Yivamis. After Moikotim do Chagiga, and then Yivamis. It's the Gemara in Yivamis. It's in the beginning of Yivamis, okay? L'chi... Uparnasi as b'nei achol Yisrael, go support the children of your sister. So he in the Beis HaKvarais. First of all, you save a lot of money on the catering hall. Yeah? You save a lot of money. It's much cheaper to get married in the Beis HaKvarais. You do the Erison. Now the Shaila is, if he did, b'yafal pikein loy ba aleha ela lezman meruba. Even though he married her, she already moved in. She's already doing bedtime that night.
During the shiva, obviously, laibala.
During the shiva, right? So what's lizman meruba? The shaila is my lizman meruba. Amra papa la'achar shloishim yoim. After 30, that's a chiddush. You would think zman meruba.
This is just like rechayka
karatim. Now there's a very interesting shaila. We know that if a woman's husband died, she can't get married right away. How long does she have to wait?
3 months.
3 months, havchana. But there's no havchana by a man. Yeah? Okay.
But it's only because of the kids.
Look at Toysis. V'amar la'achoyis ha'beveisak v'aris. Lav davka, sheha'avel kol shiva asar. Lav davka in the Beis HaKvaris, because an avel is usher for all 7 days. So what does that mean, lav davka? He proposed to her in the Beis HaKvaris? So the first child, no, he can't. An avel can propose in the Beis HaKvaris within Shiva, but he brings the Riva Mefarish, is this is the woman that it says in Zvachim, in Perek Tful Yoim, that died Erev Pesach, and we said earlier, Afilu yaymech avishach is batli menek zera shiva. So if zera Pesach, Pesach zavato l'shiva, so he could propose. Can you imagine? This guy, he buried his wife, he got married, he baked matzah, he prepared the seder, and 3 minutes later, kadesh orchatz, that's all in a day's work. That's a famous story in Zavachim, Daf Kuf.
Doesn't skip a beat.
Weiter, nu sag yo tan rabanan. Kol shloishim yom legehots. All 30 days you can't press your clothes. Gehots was big stuff in the olden days. Gehots was ironing, pressing, and they would press the clothing until it had a gleam and it looked new. You could take a shmata and you could do gehots, and it's like designer clothing. It's like, it has a din of tachba, it's like laundry. Okay? So for 30 days you can't do gehots. Just like you can't do laundry, you can't do gehots. Echad kelim chadoshim, whether new clothing, echad kelim yishanim, or old clothing. Yoitzin mitoich hamichbash. They come out of the press. Rashi says, yoitzin mitoich hamichbash, peiro shehin kechadoshim. Because they come out like new. Rabbi Omer, lo yasur ala kelim chadashim bovahad. They only ask you to iron new clothing. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, lo yasur ala kelim chadashim levanim. They only answered new white clothing. Because that really gets a new look. So now we have some stories. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, You were talking about the Rashbi before. So the Rashbi's son, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Aymer Loi Asru Ela Kelim Chadashim Levanim. Bovad. Okay. Abaye Nafik Begarda de Sarbala. Abaye went out with a coat that was... Rashi says, Malubash Lavin Meguetz Yashan. Wearing a white garment that's old. Who does he hold like? He holds not like the Tanakh, he holds like Rebbe. That it's only us or what? If it's white.
No.
No, excuse me, it's only us or that if it's new, correct. Right? Rashi says it was Begarda the Sarvala, a coat that was teaseled, which means that the hairy surface was raised up, it was combed up. So it was a white garment that was old, because he holds like Rebbe that it's only new as Aser. Rava Nafik Bechimutzta Rumisa Sumkasa. Rava went out with a Roman red tunic, Chadati, that was new. Why? He holds Kareb Lazar Reb Shimon, who says, some kind of garment, a Roman red tunic. He holds like, and it was new. He holds like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is only if it's white. Okay, friends? So maybe if we have a chance, we'll try to do the Amud Beis tomorrow. And until then, have a great night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.